This is your KUTX Soundcheck. The competition between music streaming services is intense. The good news for us as consumers is that prices have been driven down and options for these subscriptions have been expanded. But overall, which service is really coming out ahead and at what cost? Spotify and Apple Music released their latest numbers recently, and while Apple Music has been literally paying millions of dollars to secure exclusive releases, they've amassed about 4 million new subscribers in the last 6 months. But that's compared to Spotify's 10 million new users and lack of special or exclusive releases. However, Spotify recently released a family subscription option earlier this summer, allowing up to 4 accounts per subscription for only $15 a month. Tidal is steadily gaining new subscribers, but announced a $28 million loss in 2015, double the company's loss from the year before. Tidal's parent company, Aspiro, also owes $438,000 in outstanding bills. There's also been talk that Apple is interested in purchasing Tidal, but that rumor was shut down quickly by Apple Music head Jimmy Iovine. And what about Pandora, the one that kind of started it all? Today, Pandora launched a new subscription service. For $4.99 a month, Pandora still offers the ad-free experience, but now it comes with more skips, more replays, and the big ticket, offline listening to combat those pesky data overages. CEO Tim Westergren has also confirmed that Pandora will be releasing its on-demand service this year. Overall, the competition is fierce and getting fiercer. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.